Need the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk about the war on cash. One more domino falls in that war. We had some interesting revelations about that yesterday, another one today. And I thought it was, I hope you caught that intro by Darren McBreen, going back to Mayberry, the episode where Opie records something that was illegal and gives it to his father, the sheriff. And the sheriff says, I can't hear that. I can't use that. And then erases it. Yet today, what do we have? Today, we see the Republican Party going out of their way to try to reauthorize Section 215, which the NSA says gives them, under the Patriot Act, the authority to bug all of us. All of us. This is not somebody that has already been arrested for a crime or whatever, but obtaining evidence illegally. And of course, we also have the Stingray program that we're now learning more about every day, where governments have a non-disclosure agreement, local governments have a non-disclosure agreement, the police department, with Harris Corporation to not talk about how they are collecting information from everybody's cell phone, tracking people, searching us without a warrant. That's essentially what it is. Everything the government is doing now is illegally obtained, but of course we don't have any Sheriff Andes. They have all been replaced with guys who are telling Barney to go out and get an MRAP. They're hyping him up if he wasn't hyped up enough already and telling him, hey, don't worry, Barney. If you're afraid for your life, just shoot to kill. What do you think Barney would do? Well, we know what Barney is doing because we see it happening every day all across the country. Just with that little excuse, I was afraid for my safety. They can do whatever they want to people, and they do it on a regular basis. Now, it's not just the spying, of course, that the government does, and it's we need to understand that the government and the corporations are working together on this. We need to understand that this article that came out of Fox Business saying why Google is the new evil empire, we need to understand that, of course, the government helped to fund Google in the beginning. They had government backing. Now we see that DARPA is coming out with its own dark net search engine. Where is that going to lead? Well, we'll have to take a look and see, but it's not going to be a good thing. We can bet on that. But just listen to some of the quotes out of this article from Google's chairman, Eric Schmidt. You've probably heard most of these before, but just keep this in mind that their corporate motto is don't be evil. And of course, Steve Jobs laughed and ridiculed about that motto while he was still alive. Eric Schmidt, Google, we don't need you to type at all because we know where you are. We know where you've been. We can more or less guess what you're thinking about. He asked, is that over the line? Well, they keep moving that line, don't they? And this article points out that, of course, we've had corporations that everybody disliked. Everybody realized that they were doing evil things. Of course, it was AT&T that had their phone company monopoly back in the 1970s. IBM that had that monopolized the computer industry and did some pretty wicked things in terms of working against its competitors in the 1980s. Then, of course, in the 90s, that mantle was taken over by Microsoft, which directly copied work that was done by others and put their name on it. That's what Bill Gates got rich. But now we've got Google, and he says it's probably the most sinister threat and the most wicked incarnation of them all. And just listen to what Eric Schmidt says. He says, Google policy is to get right up to the creeping line, of course you've heard this quote, and not cross over it. He would say, I would argue that implanting things in your brain is beyond the creepy line, at least for the moment, until the technology gets better. Yeah, that's where they're headed. And, of course, as we pointed out just yesterday, PayPal is already saying, yeah, we're going to put password protection. So we're going to give you a pill that you can swallow so we can make sure that's you. We're going to maybe implant something in your brain because, you know, passwords, they're not that secure. So we need to mark you our slave so we know that you really are the slave that's coming in there. They not only think they own your car, they think they own you. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about the war on cash.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. Joining me now from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to talk about a new article up today. JP Morgan Chase bans storage of cash in its safety deposit boxes. They now have an updated safe deposit box lease agreement that I guess is going to keep people from having cash. And of course, it was just yesterday we were talking about how Citibank's chief economist was saying we need to abolish cash. And he talks about the possible repercussions of that. Says, well, none of that should really bother us. Yeah, it might freak out the public. It might cause a panic. There might be massive disruptions. That shouldn't stop us from doing it. And of course, Bloomberg kind of laughs that off and says, well, that's not likely to happen. Don't worry. Of course, one of the other things that he was talking about was we could tax cash. Why would they do this? Well, of course, he prefaced all those remarks by the fact that they've had 0% interest rates for a long time. The economy is not recovering. In spite of what Obama is telling you, they wouldn't be talking about how they need to go to negative interest rates to get people to spend their money if it was doing as well as the Obama administration is saying it's doing. But they understand where it is. They want to try to stimulate the economy under the Keynesian model. They want to give you every incentive to spend and borrow. So They can't go any lower than zero unless they go to negative interest rates. Charge you money to keep your cash in the bank. And, of course, when that happens, people are just going to pull the cash out. They're going to hold cash. And so he says, oh, we can't let that happen. We have to abolish cash or we have to tax it away. So joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
Tell us about this story from J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, this basically emerged yesterday. J.P. Morgan Chase customers received a letter at the beginning of the month which stated, quote, contents of the box, referring, of course, to the safety deposit box, you agree not to store any cash or coins other than those found to have a collectible value. And then in addition to this, basically banning the storage of cash in safety boxes, they also announced that they would make it more difficult for people to get access to their own safety deposit box, their own cash, their own valuables. They would have to bring in two forms of ID and then be issued with a four-digit PIN number that will be used to access the box in future. On top of that, they also instituted a new policy which, quote, restricts borrowers from using cash to make payments on credit cards, mortgages, equity lines, and auto loans, which is basically illegal. You know, it says on the front of every dollar bill, as far as I know, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. And that actually violates Uniform Commercial Code 3603 to refuse legal tender for repayment of a debt or a loan. So they're engaging in outright financial criminality with these new policy changes. And on top of that, saying that they will no longer allow people to store cash in safety deposit boxes.
Well, just another example of how they do whatever they want, regardless of what the law is. They could care less about what the law is. As you point out, if it says right on the bill, it's a legal tender for any kind of debt that you pay out. But they say, we're not going to take that anymore. We're going to basically outlaw that. They do whatever they wish, don't they, Paul?
Exactly. And it's always to the detriment of the customer, it seems, despite the fact that, you know, they're the people investing in the bank. And it's this weird thing, how you mentioned at the start, they seem to have declared war on savers. And it comes back to the point that, you know, cash, free-flowing anonymous instruments of trade, are a hindrance to control freaks who need to control that flow of capital and to confiscate wealth, which is eventually what it's all about. That's why they don't like cash, because, you know, it's harder to physically confiscate something if it's stored in a safety deposit box compared to erasing numbers on the screen. And we know that they've been preparing for bank runs in the aftermath of the next economic collapse, because in 2013, the FT reported that two major US banks, they were unnamed, had boosted their coffers, their ATM coffers, by 20 to 30%. So we know that they're expecting some form of bank run, as we've seen in numerous European countries over the past 5 years. And that's part of this whole war on cash.
Yeah, there's a lot of different aspects to it. I mean, of course, just one of them is this manic control freak mentality to try to know everything about everybody, to build a full profile on people. I know we just recently this week we tried to send some money to a relative. We had a neighbor who is going to deposit it into their bank account. We couldn't deposit a check. It wasn't even a cash. It wasn't a cash situation. We just wanted to have a check deposited into a relative's account, and they wouldn't let her do it because they have to track all the movement of money everywhere. And as you point out, cash is just one aspect of that. But it's this maniacal obsession with watching everything we do. And that's pervasive now in the government. And it's interesting, I think, Paul, that the more they want to know about us and the more they track us, the more jealously they guard everything that they're doing, especially the government, all of its government operations. Everything becomes a top secret operation now.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned your difficulty in, you know, transferring that money. In 2013, we reported on how, again, Chase, they imposed these new restrictions which made it harder for people to make cash deposits into another person's account while also operating an account with cash for an amount over $50,000 per cycle. So that would completely crush, you know, small businesses, restaurants, places like that that take a lot of cash. And again, you know, I took out a lot of cash several years ago at Barclays, my bank, and you have to arrange a meeting with them over the phone in advance just to allocate this specific time where you can actually meet with someone and explain why you need to withdraw your own money. And in fact, it came out last year that HSBC, which of course has been caught laundering billions of dollars for all these drug kingpins, they can get away with that. But you need to be interrogated on what you do with your money. It was revealed that they were not only performing risk assessments if they didn't like your account activity, if they found it suspicious, but they were actually demanding documentation for what the money was to be spent on when you tried to go to the bank and withdraw anything over £3,000, which is about $5,000. And they actually, you know, people went to the bank and they were shocked to be bombarded with all these questions about what they were going to do with their own money. After the uproar, they backed down on it, said it wouldn't be mandatory, but they would still ask customers questions about what they would do with their own cash. And several other banks that were contacted by the BBC said exactly the same thing. They said, we reserve the right to ask questions about what you're going to do with your own money, when it's none of their business what you're going to do with your own money. It was never their money to begin with. It's your cash. So it's about this intensification of invasiveness and this war on anonymity.
They're starting to show their true flag. They've hidden this behind the war on drugs, behind the war on organized crime for a very long time. All of this really began back with the RICO statutes, where they said that they could confiscate people's property before they actually found them guilty of a crime. They said, organized crime has the best lawyers money can buy. We can't get a conviction. Therefore, we need to confiscate their money before the trial so they can't hire these good lawyers so we can convict them. Everybody said, yeah, fine. Well, it didn't take very long before they started using that against abortion protesters, the RICO statutes and that sort of thing, and then extended it with civil asset forfeiture where they could just basically say your cash is, I think, involved in a crime, or this dog smells some cocaine on your cash, so we're just going to go ahead and take it. They also put in structuring issues in terms of saying that they're fighting money laundering. And, of course, it was just recently that a deputy attorney general for the Justice Department was talking to this association. There's now an entire trade association around anti-money laundering activities. And he was telling them, we want you to report to law enforcement anybody that takes out $5,000 or more. So they vet your cash going in. And if they think that you are structuring your deposits to avoid a lot of onerous reports, they will confiscate your cash on that basis. And then after they vetted it going in, they don't want you to take it out. If you take it out in a large amount, now you are a criminal suspect. That's the amazing thing. All these restaurant businesses that have legitimate uses of cash, they're getting their cash confiscated in several cases of that. There's a lady who had a restaurant business. She had $30,000 of cash that was confiscated. That sounds like a lot of money to a lot of people, but understand that's not all her money. She's just taking that in cash. She has a lot of expenses she has to pay, rent, payroll, supplies. So she's not keeping all that money. Nevertheless, they just take that money because they say, you got this much cash, you must be involved in a criminal action. Rand Paul and others who are now trying to put through the FAIR Act to stop civil asset forfeiture, one of the aspects of that is structuring to say you're not going to take people's cash just because they've got a lot of it. You have to show that it wasn't derived from a legitimate source, and people have a presumption of innocence. That's where we need to return to.
Yeah, they're imposing those same measures in Europe to an even greater degree. The French finance minister, Michel Sapin, I think this was last month, The new regulations are going to come into force in September, but he hailed their introduction. This is a ban which will restrict French citizens from making cash payments over 1,000 euros. 1,000 euros. So, you know, if you're buying a vehicle on eBay or whatever, you're going to be banned from doing it. It's going to have to be tracked through the whole financial system. Again, in the name of anti-money laundering, anti-terrorism and anti, you know, suspicious activity. So it seems that the amounts are also coming down in terms of how much you can get out of your bank, how much you can pay in cash before it becomes a suspicious activity. And then the flip side of this, perhaps we can get into this after the break, is the fact that they're now openly saying they will confiscate people's savings to bail out banks in the future, which has now become basically a law in the European Union.
Yeah, actually, when Paul, this guy who was with the Justice Department, was talking to this Association of Money Launderers, he was actually talking about an initiative that they'd put together, a kleptocrat initiative, and they actually had an acronym for it. It was CARI, K-A-R-I, I think it's Kleptocrat Assets Recovery Initiative or something like that. We have a kleptocracy. I'll tell you about that when we come back. We'll be talking to Paul Joseph Watson about the war on cash and about our kleptocratic government that wants to know everything about you and take everything you have. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's Guns80.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change things, he will
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. And joining us in from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. We've been talking about the war on cash, and I want to talk about this kleptocrat initiative that's come out with Paul as well. We're also going to talk about his article about the U.S. Army forcing cadets to wear high heels to promote a feminist campaign. Absolutely unbelievable if you see these pictures. Just the absurdity that we're stooping to in this country, the ridiculous agendas that the government is foisting upon people. Before I get back to Paul, I just want to let you know that InfoWars Life Silver Bullet is now 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It's the biggest sale we've ever had on Silver Bullet. Of course, that's our powerful 30 parts per million colloidal silver. It's preparedness grade of silver. Right now, you can save $15 per bottle. It's normally $29.95. It's 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, Paul, as we were talking in the last segment about the various things that have come to light, in just the last couple of weeks, there was the Assistant Attorney General who went to the Anti-Money Laundering Trade Association, encouraging them to become snitches on people, report them for taking money out of the bank. They already thoroughly vet the cash going in. They're already using that as an excuse to confiscate cash that people have legitimately under the structuring laws. But he wants people to report if they see more than $5,000 of cash being withdrawn. But he also, Paul, talked about the Kleptocrat Asset Recovery Initiative, something like it's called CARRY. In that, Paul, he's bragging about the fact that they find these evil dictators, in other words, people that are not puppets of the American government. And wherever they see their assets, they confiscate them. They call these people kleptocrats, and they say, well, because we've labeled you a kleptocrat, I guess it's kind of like Manuel Noriega was labeled a strong man by George H.W. Bush. We'll label you as a kleptocrat. We'll just confiscate that person's assets wherever we find them. And I have to ask, who is the bigger kleptocrat? The biggest kleptocracy on the planet is the American government, isn't it, Paul?
Well, yeah, and, you know, the IMF recently announced a similar program targeting savers. But again, it's about labels. They could label anybody a kleptocrat. They could label anybody a money launderer. Mm-hmm. In fact, in Europe, they label anyone with over 100,000 euro savings as wealthy. That's what they did in Cyprus, where they forced people to take a, quote, haircut, you know, euphemism for wealth confiscation, of 47.5% of any of their savings over 100,000 euros. Mm. And they were, quote, taxing the wealthy. I mean, 100,000 euros, that's basically a small business owner, you know, mm-hmm. somebody who could have just sold their house and got 100,000 euros in profit. That's not a wealthy person. That's ridiculous to even use that term. But now the EU has passed this law where they say the next bank bailout will be paid for by bondholders and savers. So again, anything over 100,000 euros will be swiped, will be confiscated. They already passed this law. They're pushing for similar laws in New Zealand, Canada, and other countries. So why in the hell would anybody want to have any significant amount of money in a bank when they've already promised, passed laws, and already done it in some countries, to swipe that money completely, to anything over 100,000 euros?
Exactly. That's why they're...
You know, you're not making any interest on it to begin with, so why bother?
That's right. You said, why would anybody want to have their money in the bank? And that's precisely why Citibank, J.P. Morgan, and the government are conspiring together to find ways to outlaw cash, to abolish it, to get rid of it. You know, one of the things, Paul, you said they can label anybody as a kleptocrat. They can find something on anybody, and that's really what's at the heart of them monitoring everything that we do. I mean, when we talked to Barrett Brown, remember? They labeled him as threatening an FBI agent when he quoted a death threat made by a Fox News commentator against Julian Assange. When he quoted that on Twitter, they said, you're threatening an FBI agent. So they are constantly watching everything that you do. They can and they do misconstrue what you say or do as a false charge to confiscate your cash, to do anything that they want to you. That's really what's behind the constant police state. It's kind of like what Stalin, I think, said, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. If they want to get you because you're a political enemy, or if they think that you've got cash that they can steal, they will find a reason to do it. That's what's behind this constant surveillance about everything that we do.
Yeah, they put people on terror watch lists for the most innocuous, you know, reasons. What is it, over a million Americans? The point is, you know, the FDIC says it can insure up to $250,000, but studies have proven that if there are 500 or more bank closures, which could happen in the aftermath of an economic collapse, they don't have the funds to cover that insurance. So those guarantees are virtually useless in a climate of financial panic. And so why anyone would have any significant amount of money in a bank is beyond me. It makes no sense given what they've done and what they promised to do.
Exactly. We'll be right back. Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. Stay
with us. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet colloidal silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet colloidal silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We have Paul Joseph Watson joining us from the UK. We've been talking about his article on Infowars.com, JP Morgan Chase bans storage of cash in its safety deposit boxes. We're going to move on to another story that he's got now. U.S. Army forces cadets to wear high heels to promote a feminist campaign. And if you want to talk to Paul, ask him a question, comment on these stories. We're going to take some of your calls. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. I want to play this clip that's embedded into the story right now. This is the ROTC. They're telling them that they have to wear high heels, I guess, so that they would identify with feminists. Paul, break that down for us. But here's the clip.
This is completely unbelievable. The US Army forced cadets at Temple University to participate in a feminist campaign based around the completely debunked and fraudulent college rape culture myth by wearing spray-painted red high heels. And they were basically told that if they didn't participate, their careers would be over. This has emerged out of a Reddit post from a cadet who participated in the event. Here's his text message, which went viral on Reddit yesterday. Tomorrow morning, our entire battalion is doing this walk a mile in our shoes event where we all walk a mile with bright red high heels in place of our boots to promote awareness for sexual abuse on campus. Attendance is mandatory. And if we miss it, we get a negative counselling. So he basically says that he was forced to go out and buy a pair of female shoes, high heels, spray paint them red. He ends the text by stating, "This is hands down the stupidest thing I've done." And basically this was then confirmed by other cadets who were forced to participate. Quote, "They were threatened with negative counselling statements and OERs if they didn't participate. It was pretty much, do this or we'll kill your career before it even starts." I mean, seriously, who in the hell is running the US Army? Imagine what ISIS is thinking when they see this. Imagine what the Russian military is thinking when they see this. They must be rolling around on the floor, laughing their frigging heads off. I mean, it would still be absolutely ridiculous if this was voluntary. But it was mandatory. Again, another example of how third wave feminism and this fraudulent debunked rape culture myth has poisoned absolutely everything. So while the US Army is pushing this ridiculous promotion of this fringe third wave feminist ideology and mandating that cadets take part in it or basically have their careers finished on the spot, they're simultaneously telling members of the Army not to donate to Tea Party or Christian groups, while Christians are being systematically purged from the US military. And again, why is this whole college rape culture myth still being peddled by third wave feminists when the Justice Department's own figures released last year said that the 1 in 5 female victims of rape on campus figure, which has been peddled by feminists for 5 years, was complete baloney? The actual number is 0.03 in 5, which is actually less than women in the general population. This is a complete hoax. Yet the myth continues to be circulated by feminists, despite the complete collapse of the UVA rape story. I don't even know what to say about this anymore. I'm literally just shaking my head. The US Army forcing cadets to wear red spray-painted high heels to support some dumb feminist campaign which is based around complete hoax and fraudulent statistics about a rape culture on campus that doesn't exist. Let me know what you think in the comments below. This is Paul Joseph Watson for Infowars.com.
Amazing report, Paul. Yeah, that is absolutely one of the most asinine things I've ever seen in my life, especially if you look at that picture there, that close-up of the feet. I looked at that, it's like, that looks like the Grinch Who Stole Christmas or some kind of weird thing like that. Or Leanne said it looks like a house is about ready to fall, see, like the Wicked Witch of the West. But I have a question, Paul. I mean, could it be that maybe this isn't a feminist thing with the high heels? I mean, you know, a lot of feminists will push back against that high heel thing. To me, this looks like yet another instance of them pushing a transsexual cross-dressing agenda that seems to me like they're really pushing that agenda very, very hard in the media right now. I mean, that's what that looked like to me. That looked like a Bruce Jenner exercise.
Well, it's an event called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, and it's basically run by this organizer who claims that 1 in 4 American women are victims of rape. Completely baloney statistic. And of course, this is what feminists have seized upon. Even in the aftermath of the Rolling Stone collapse of the UVA rape scandal fraud, again, as I mentioned in that video, the actual figure is 0.03 women are victims of sexual assault in universities, which is less than women in the general population. So they've contrived this whole phony college rape culture myth. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it's very onerous. You know, this was mandatory. In some places it was voluntary, some places it was mandatory. But you know, what's the message if you refuse to participate? Well, do you support rape? Do you oppose victims of sexual assault? And then I was contacted by a U.S. Army service member about an hour after this video was posted, who said that not only are they doing this at universities for cadets, his unit, which served in Afghanistan, were forced, again, forced, this was mandatory, to parade around in red spray-painted high heels, an event promoting and supporting the same campaign in 2011, and he provided a link to that. He was an army medic. He said that basically the only way to get out of it was to fake an injury or to pull some form of guard duty. Wow. So again, they forced them to do it. It would be one thing if it was voluntary, but then making them do it under threat of ending their careers, parading around U.S. Army soldiers in red high heels while ISIS is beheading people in the Middle East. I mean, what do they think when they look at this? What does Vladimir Putin think when he looks at this?
He's thinking, I'm much safer than I thought. He's looking at that. Because the military has got an agenda that absolutely has nothing to do with its stated purpose, just as the schools have an agenda that has absolutely nothing to do with their stated purpose. You know, when I look at this, Paul, like I said, you know, I understand that there's this phony rape agenda statistics, you know, based on phony statistics about rape on college campus and that sort of thing that's also being used as the excuse for this. But I honestly, when I look at this, I think this is part of a massive, massive push to put transsexualism out there. At the very least, this is not a pro-feminist message. I don't know. Maybe feminists have changed, but I never saw feminists as being the kinds who would kind of people who would embrace red high heels. I mean, they were the kind who pretty much rebelled against that. To me, if anything else, it looks like an anti-masculine agenda. It's not a pro-feminist agenda. It's basically anti-man when they're doing this.
Well, yeah, that's. I mean, not a lot of third wave feminism makes sense. So you're right, but yeah. A lot of the comments in response to this was that this was about emasculating men, which again ties into a related article I did yesterday, which is about this for-profit company called We End Violence. And they're involved in the colleges, in the universities, students across America now, as a result of this, you know, anti-sexual assault act passed by Obama a couple of years ago. They're being forced to take these courses where they have to choose politically correct answers before they're allowed to proceed in this online course. If they don't complete the course, they don't enroll for their classes in the next semester. So this is mandatory for everybody. They're already pushing to make, you know, gender study classes mandatory. Now they're literally putting in these re-education programs. And as you mentioned before, this is all about emasculating men. In fact, the company says that its goal is to, quote, challenge men and masculinity. Like, there's something inherently wrong with that. And again, it's all about framing men as likely rapists, potential rapists. It's about policing language. It's about cultural Marxism. If you go through these examples in the article, it's about how you should think, how you should act, what you should say around women. It's about controlling people's behavior. And it's mandatory for many university students across the country. Again, completely ridiculous.
It was just yesterday we had a couple of articles about how kindergarten and primary people. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Joe Biggs. Guess what? So my buddy is at a sexual harassment training course right now with the U.S. Army, and he took a picture of the slideshow, so we're going to put it up real quick. It says, tip number three, if you pull over to help someone whose car has broken down, remember not to rape them. This is real. You can't make this up. This is the actual slide at the sexual harassment training the U.S. Army is doing. So not only do we have to walk around like a bunch of pansies in red high heels, but just in case we forgot that if we pull over to help someone, make sure don't rape them.
Okay. I've got that on my list. Get that on my tip list. Unbelievable. Yeah. Essentially portraying everybody as a rapist is what they're implying there, talking down to them. But, you know, it was just yesterday that we had a couple of articles about how kindergarten teachers were sexualizing their kids. teaching them about homosexuality, teaching them about transsexuality, cross-dressing, and all that sort of thing. This is a brave new world agenda. It's not just 1984. We've got both of these things going on at the same time. And I don't think it's appropriate to talk to have a stranger talking to my kids about any kind of sex in kindergarten. That's absolutely ridiculous. So it's not just the colleges. It's not just the military. That's where they have control over people, is within the schools, within the colleges, within the military. They can say, you're out of here if you don't do what we say because we're going to end your career. We're not going to pass you in this test. That's the kind of leverage that they have over people. And, of course, now that we have a volunteer professional army, that's a lot of leverage to have over people that they didn't have before when they were just pulling people up as they needed them for a war. Of course, they couldn't sell the draft after people realized they had this agenda of attacking pretty much every country on the planet. You know, people started figuring that out with Vietnam, so that kind of sunk their draft movement. And I'm not suggesting that we bring that back, but still, they have that leverage now with people who see this as a career, people who have to get through school, and who, with parents who don't understand what they're doing to their kindergarten children. And this is a big part of the agenda. I think this goes even way beyond feminism. I think it goes into this transsexual agenda that they're selling everywhere. I mean, we've got TV series on Amazon, Transparent, stuff like that. I mean, they're pushing it everywhere I turn. I've never seen this before, but now everywhere I turn, I'm seeing this cross-dressing, and that's what I'm seeing in this high heel thing.
Yeah, I mean, in the UK, they're having counseling sessions with NHS doctors and children as young as three on transgenderism, like coaching them how they might want to become a woman, how they might want to change gender. And again, it's, you know, it's like Alex talks about them. If you put in drug education or sex education into schools at earlier and earlier ages, which is what's happening, it just makes kids more wanton to have sex and to do drugs. I mean, there are studies that that prove that. So as you mentioned, you know, we're being saturated with this now. It's no longer about tolerance. It's about this imposition of political correctness and the characterization of anyone who raises a whimper of dissent as a hate criminal. And now it's even expanded into, you know, ludicrous contexts like the fat pride movement, which I've talked about before, where if you criticize someone for being obese, that could now be considered a hate crime and you could be reported to the police. Yeah. So again, in the name of tolerance, they're enforcing this authoritarian political correctness. And if you disagree with it, then, you know, you might be a hate criminal.
Exactly. We got some callers who called in online. I think this red heel thing is really a red herring. It's a technique, just like they used in Brave New World, to control the population, to misdirect you into other areas, whether it's hedonism or whether it's competing and dividing one group against another. That's the way they control people. That's the way they control countries. That's the way they operate. Let's go to David in Missouri. David, you want to talk about the high heel issue. Go ahead. Hello. Go ahead, David. Are you there? David is not there. Let's go to Matthew in Texas. Matthew, go ahead.
Hi, David. I just want to let you guys know that y'all are doing a fabulous job. Huge fan. And, what I want to really emphasize on is that I believe a lot of this feminism or wearing the high heels, it has a lot to do with a way of just controlling people's mindset and where it should be instead of letting it naturally be there. What I also wanted to say, man, is that I live in South Texas. I live very, very close to the border. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Valley, but, I'm a resident of Harlingen, Texas, and I'm trying to set up this civilian border protection agency because I feel like the federal agents are not doing, what they can do.
Absolutely not. They don't see us as having a border anymore. And as they explained to us multiple times, you know, we don't have America anymore. We have North America. We're 20 years into the North American Union, as they point out. And it's going to get it's another major part of the next trade agreements, and that is open borders. That's what they're working for. Thanks. Let's go to Justin in Kansas. Justin, you said you're a Marine vet. You wanted to comment on this?
Yeah, my name is Justin. Obviously, you know my name. I'm a Marine veteran. I did 8 years in the Marine Corps. I literally watched the Marine Corps go from the men that were in my unit being, you know, men to being the limp-wristed, I'm not sure what word I should use, but you probably get the gist of what I'm saying.
Metrosexuals, how about that?
yeah. Okay. You know, and I have met women in my life. I'm 31 years old. I've met women in my life that I would take combat over some of the guys I served with. You know, and it's just one of them. And I watched a lot of good Marines, great Marines, that went down, you know, went to a party or whatever, and the week after that, they're getting charged with sexual assault or rape because the girl just decided to call rape because she made a mistake because she was drunk. You know, that's, and honestly, I think that part of what plays into the statistic, if you really want to call it that, I did some college courses, and one of the courses was statistics, and all statistics is, and my professor even told me, you know, statistics are going to tell you whatever you want them to tell you.
Sure.
So
yeah. It's like these studies that they do. Depends on who finances them as well.
Exactly. And I even almost went down because of it. I went to a party, and we were drinking and having a good old time. And, I mean, it was a hey, we made it home kind of deal. And this girl cried rape on me. I never even seen her. I don't remember her. I don't, you know, and I, at the time, I've got a pretty good recollection.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break. Thanks, Justin. Yeah, of course, we live in a country where the government can accuse you pretty much of anything, and you're not innocent until proven guilty. That applies to that as well. We need to get back to a country. Maybe we could start with civil asset forfeiture reform and then get back to these types of cases as well. We got to start somewhere. We got to have that presumption of innocence. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph White.
The sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at infidelbodyarmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack. The three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 and Super Mel Vitality. Fused together have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, and we have some callers who are calling in with reactions to the article he has, U.S. Army Forces Cadets to Wear High Heels to Promote Feminist Campaign. Before we get back to that, we just had this article go up on Infowars.com. Bill Nye brags about boarding gas-guzzling Air Force One to combat climate change on Earth Day. And as Kit Daniels points out, Air Force One's fuel efficiency is 0.2 miles per gallon. In other words, it uses 5 gallons per mile. They're going to use 35,000 gallons of fuel on Earth Day to lecture people about climate change. Isn't it great to be part of the privileged kleptocrat class that we've got here? Now, before we get back to Paul, I just want to let you know briefly, we've got specials going on Infowars.com. We've got 50% off of Silver Bullet at InfowarsLife.com, $15 per bottle savings. Of course, that's the 30 parts per million colloidal silver that we have. Also, you can get 10% off all ProPure water filters with our promo code WATER. And it's time to prepare. Get reliable, high-quality emergency food. My Patriot Supply emergency food available at InfowarsStore.com. Paul, I want to take another call and get your comment on it. Let's go to Mark in Texas. You want to talk about the troops and the high heels and feminism. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, okay. Before I start on that, I just want to let people know, I don't know if they know, that Wolfgang Halbig is going to have a hearing on Thursday, I mean on the 24th of this month of April, and where he is in Hartford, Connecticut, and I think this time he's going to get some answers to what really happened at Sandy Hook. But anyway.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, we need to talk to him.
Go okay, ahead. As far as the, yeah, he said he's been trying to call you, but he can't get through. Also, as far as the military goes, I don't know what these neocons are even thinking when they say, well, we need to go over here and we need to go over there. And do they honestly think that this military of today could defeat Russia in a conventional, in a non-nuclear war? Do they really think, you know how disciplined and good the Russian army is today and how tough those people are? Look at World War II, when they underwent that war with Germany and with today's purged military. I don't even know if we could defeat Iran in a war either. I don't think we could actually conquer it and invade it the way we could Iraq. It would be very tough.
Well, that's true. Joel Skousen has pointed out he doesn't even think it's their intention to try to win a war. What do you think, Paul?
Well, I think the U.S. economy still dwarfs that of Russia. So I don't. But, you know, if they spend all the time walking around in high heels, then it makes it less likely that they'd win a war. And again, I wanted to talk about what the previous caller said. You know, when does it come a national security issue if you're emasculating people in the military? And then you can add in the whole debate about, you know, women on the front line, which also ties into this feminist hysteria about not recognizing the fact that men and women have biological differences which make them more adept at different tasks. Doesn't mean one's better than the other. Doesn't mean that one thing is inferior to another. But, you know, this ties into everything. So, you know, with regard to Russia, yeah, if they're prancing around in red high heels instead of actually training, then that's going to be a disadvantage, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to see, I'd like to see one of the neocons, Lindsey Graham, walking around in red high heels. Maybe somebody's got the footage. Let's go to Alex in Wisconsin. Alex.
What's up, Knight? I have two sniblets here. First, do you agree that a main focal target of mass mind control remains the control and manipulation of collective archetypes on sexuality?
Yeah, I would agree with that. We're about to run out of time. Quickly, make your point.
The second point is, I was thinking to beat the Piers Morgan interview, Alex Jones should go to California with Joe Rogan, that guy from Ministry, and David Icke, and take a bunch of magic mushrooms.
Okay, well, I'll pass that on. Thanks for joining us, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. We'll take more of your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsLife.com is offering some of the biggest specials we've ever had. 50% off the super high-quality colloidal silver, Silver Bullet. Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com is free of GMOs, gluten, additives, heavily concentrated in pure deionized water, electrically stabilized to improve potency, can store in your preparedness pack or medicine cabinet for years. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 30 parts per million, now $14.95, down from $29.95. You cannot beat this deal. 50% off on Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver and free shipping. Now you know that's going to anger the control freaks. We've also launched the Alex Jones Challenge Pack, the three InfoWars Life products that help take me to the next level. Oxy Powder to flush out the upper and lower intestines, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Mel Vitality, fused together, have given me and many others amazing results. Discover the groundbreaking, powerfully simple products at InfoWars Life.